Irnan Gimel Baba Kama Tes Adar Hitav Shemem Gimel, February 22nd, 1983,
and Tuesday. Many of you know Shiri is an effort. So if the Shiri, now the halacha is, if a woman gives birth to a child, so then if she gives birth to a boy, so she's male 7 days. If she gives birth to a girl, she's male 14 days. Then, after the 7 days, by your letter Zohar, so there are 33 days of Yimitare, which according to the din of the Torah, even if she sees down, she is still by law. And then, in case of Loretta's decay law, so she's male 14 days, whether she sees down or she doesn't see down, she's male for 14 days, she has a din of a needle, even without down, and after 14 days, so for 66 days, so she has him retained. So, suppose that a part of the Shikesh of Yerushim, so let's say part of the afterbirth emerged from the woman's womb, let's say before Shkia on Sunday, and then the other part of the afterbirth emerged from the woman's womb Sunday night when it's already the other day. So the question is, as of which day should we count the 7 days, the 14 days, as of Sunday or as of Monday? So many lominovish. Why? Now, when does a woman become male? When does the tumas leido begin? Of course, there are two things to be considered. If a woman gives birth to a baby, so usually there is a lot of blood coming out. So then she is in nidus anyway because of nidus mamish. But then there is a special aloha. That a yieldes istomi, even if there won't be any blood coming out, even if the lady is a lady abesh. So as far as tumas nido is concerned, zayin nido, so it doesn't make any difference whether the roba blood emerged. On Sunday or it emerged on Monday, the moment she starts bleeding, blood starts coming out even before the baby started to come out. So she's in Ido. We sure she's still what is that? So, but there is a special tume even without that. Tumas Leide, Yomede Zoho, 7 days, Yomede Snikebo, 14 days. In case where there is a miscarriage and we don't know the gender of the fetus, whether it's a Zohar or a Nikevo, so then the Chumash has to count 14 days, Tumas Leide. So in this case, or in such a case, in this case where part of the afterbirth emerged on Sunday and part of the afterbirth emerged on Sunday night, which is Monday, so she has to start. So she becomes male even without dam, even if it's a lady abesh. So without dam, she starts counting from Sunday. Male or male? Why the chumre? Let's see the Rashi. She also the kind of perishal ye. You share so you may to me be tare. She shall be with God. And she will have to say, so in other words, since there was a miscarriage of an afterbirth, the afterbirth came out, so that means there was a miscarriage also. There was a fetus. But how is it we didn't see the fetus? We didn't see because the fetus is crushed. So we can't see it. But in Sharia Beloi Vlad, El Shin Buah, we say the Chor. Tell all of Minorishe, the Minorishe may or my people have a letter you based there. So, in other words, so Tumas, so even if it's a lady you based there is no doubt, so then she's still may or she's still clear to my slave, and in case of miscarriage, she can determine the gender of the fetus. So she's mayor 40 days. Lechumre, the mitari, tare shenoga berishe, mishas hichiris, shal. So, omo berobe, mal baitoch lechumre. After we don't know. You see, when is the lady taking effect? The lady takes effect in one of two things happening. Either rob of the fetus, of the organism of the fetus, so came out. So even if the fetus came out with the feet first, with the legs first, of course a normal delivery, so the head emerges first. Now, once the head emerges, even though the bulk of the organism of the fetus is still inside the womb, ladies counted, let's say a baby is born and the child is very relevant, very important. Let's say Shkia is 5 third. And let's say the head of the baby emerges at 5:29. So then, let's say today, on Tuesday. So then, the release of the baby will have to take place next Tuesday. Why? Even though the bulk of the organism of the baby, of the fetus, was still in the mother's womb at the time of Shkia, but as long as it's Shkia at 5:30, so the head of the fetus has already emerged, so lady is constituted, even though the rope of the fetus, of the group of the fetus, is still inside. But suppose the delivery takes the other way, with the feet first, so then the lady is only constituted if the rope, her group of the fetus, has emerged, even though the head is still inside. So here we say, so the mikotaris, why do you say any taris that she touched on Sunday, so is stomach? Why? Because the chumre. But when you say mainly of inhalation, so what does that mean? Let's say part of the shiri of after birth emerged on Sunday. So then she starts counting 40 days. So this, 2 weeks later, Mitzvah Shabbos will already consider the 15th day. So then, if she sees down, we'll say it's already Yemiteya. So that's a kule. How do we know that the part of the afterbirth that emerged on Sunday, the part of the afterbirth that emerged on Sunday contained the crushed major portion of the fetus, or the crushed head of the fetus. Maybe it did not contain the crushed head of the fetus, nor the head, the crushed major portion of the fetus. So that means the lady really took place on Monday. So Monday is the first day. So when is the 14th day? Sunday, 2 weeks later, the Sunday. So if she sits down, so then on Sunday she's a sore the bylaw. She's still mayor. So how can you say minul nolishi lechumre? But on one hand it's a chumre, on the other hand it's a big kule.
Not the two insane that she is the simulation of the is the nomination. Baby for the baby, the no, it's only the achrishi. The chumre, it's mainly the in connection with all the tara she handles as of Sunday. So we have to say she's already male. But we have to make a change. Maybe the hope of the fetus came out in the part of the afterbirth that can emerge on Sunday night. On Sunday night, some male 2 weeks later, on Sunday, so she's still considered to be male. What? Why we came to Elisha? Michael Mashmore, the Nixashim Yevelu Igla. So what's the big chiddush? When Ula says the sheshes, why should we say any of the sheshes? After all, who knows? No one knows whether the head of the Uli Haguf of the fetus came out with the part of the afterbirth that emerged on Sunday, or it came out with part of the afterbirth that emerged on Sunday night. So you have to go to Chumre, I mean, say the rights of the Chumre. So that's an important. What kind of a finish is Ula telling us? No, there is a finish. Because we could say that there is this vexer. There is this vexer in front of the Gemara. So Shinkovetes, it deduces that the Svexvig is effective even if it's not Nisab. There's an effect, it's a positive manner. So, in other words, so, what's the Chiddush? Michael Mashman will mix a Shir Yer Belibah. In other words, the Chiddush by Yudin is that he mix a Shir Yer Belibah. He mix a Shir Yer Belibah. In other words, that any time a part of him, an afterbirth, emerges from the woman's womb, so then we assume that part of the fetus was crushed in that part of the effort. Because assuming that it's possible that an afterbirth should come out and not have any part of the crushed fetus in it, so then she should not be chilshish, because then we could rely on this vexing. What's the Svexvig? The Svexvig is maybe there is no weapon. Let's see the Rav. Michael Mashmur Udom HaKeshesh the Mixashim Yerulva Umishmoch HaKeshesh says Shemo Vindu Yechua Vlad Yosef Eitzi Mixas. Now so Rashi says, Cheshesh Shemorim Bilcha Vlad Yosef Yitzchak. The other Rishayim say, no, not Shemorim Bilcha Vlad Yosef Yitzchak. We don't have to resort to it. Maybe the Reish, Micho Reish, was Yosef Yitzchak. That's even more likely, you see, because the Riba Vlad is quantity wise. It's very large. I mean the Riba Vlad, on a relative scale. But just the reish, so quantity wise, is relatively small. So whatever, whether the chash is because reiv micho avlad yotzev isi mikzas, or reiv micho reish yotzev isi mikzas, in final analysis is the same, because either event constitutes lady, either the emergence of the head of the fetus with the rope of the goof remaining inside, so his lady is constituted, or vice versa. So he says, because if the law had been, if the mitzvah had been that yesh mitzashiyah yevloivah, that it's possible that a shilya should emerge, a part of the shilya should emerge without any portion of the fetus coming out with a. So melee, So she should not contaminate the Tara she handles on Sunday. Why? Because it is next week. Maybe that part of the Shini of the afterbirth that came out on Sunday, let's say at 4 o'clock, long before Shini, 4 o'clock. So part of the afterbirth came out, maybe that part of the afterbirth that emerged from the woman's womb. And at 4 o'clock on Sunday, had no portion of it crushed baby. Nothing at all. So of course she's not male. And assuming that there was a portion of the crushed fetus in that portion of the afterbirth that emerged from the woman's womb at 4 o'clock, maybe only a mixas and not the head portion. A mixas, the leg portion. I mean, not the head portion. So again, there was no lady this yet. So she's not male. She's not male. And of course, we are dealing here with a case where the woman did not bleed. Usually, before delivery, so the woman bleeds. So then she's male anyway, because of the masnido. But we are dealing here with the case of a lady abeshte, because if she did bleed, as it is normally the case, so then it doesn't make any difference. So she's male on Sunday anyway because of Tumas Nide. But we are dealing with the case where there's a lady abeshte. So she couldn't become male just because of the flow of Dam. But if later was constituted, then she's male because of Tumas Lede. So it's a Ariel Fabulous Memle. That a mitzashinia b'loyvlad, because if we had assumed that yeish mitzashinia b'loyvlad, then she wouldn't have to be mitabe on the tabe she handles on Sunday. Why? Because this next week, maybe there was no blood at all, not even mitzas. Assuming that there was a blood, maybe it wasn't a roba blood, and it wasn't reish. Now the question is it misapir? Not misapir. You can start from one. You can say, maybe no blood was contained in the chili that came out at 4 o'clock on Sunday. Assuming that there was a blood, maybe not a raw blood. But suppose you start from the other end and you say, maybe there was no raw blood emerging. Assuming that there was all, you can't go any further. So it's not disappeared. And still, The Moritz Mashma, So the implication being that if Yesh needs a Shiyah Blood, so then she wouldn't be Hesheshes, she wouldn't be Mitami Tares. Why wouldn't she be retired with Tares? So we have to say, because it's of Smek's Reke, but it's not Misapir, so it's a riot from this Gemara. That we don't, it's not necessary that it's flexible in order to be effective, should be misapir, and there are so many poskim. There's a machlekes, and there are so many poskim who say that flexible in order to be muter, so has to be misapir. So that's a kash. All right, all right. So from this Gemara, it's much punishing the better sense. The Tzvi Betzes mentioned the name of Rav Ramesh. So that from this Gemara, it's muchach. That specs the is not there, even if it's not misapir, because here it's not misapir. Alright. My question is a shiri ruva, tinone, shiri, she ought some mixoso, azur bachile, simon babiisha, simon babibemo, nada loche in God. Now you have to know two elements. First of all, there is a loche of yeitze. Suppose a behemo. So he's about to give birth to a baby, and then that baby, the fetus of that behemoth, pulls out one leg, one hind leg, one foreleg, out of its mother. The fetus of the behemoth pulls out a hind leg, a foreleg, from its mother's womb. So the law is that leg is osea bachir. The boy deduces it from the posik. Boso baso de treifol lezecheilu. She kim shiotzo chutzlu kitzoso. After all, the mother's womb is the mechitze. So Kim Shiyotza Chutzlum Kitzoso is Asur Bachim. That's one of them. The other Allah is called the Behemo Sechayim. That even Bakuye is Nita Bishchit Asine. That means, suppose somebody shechits a pregnant behemoth, and then inside the behemoth, in Meah Behemoth, there is a fetus. So then that fetus and his mate, the fetus from the behemoth's womb, so then that blood, that fetus is mutabachet. Is mutabachet. Because in Ben Pakuye is Nita Bishkesim. And then the Gemara deduces from Kol Bi Behemos Achayim. Whatever is inside the Behemo, Yamuta. And we do not say, after all, this blood is the ruling Behemo. So we should be able to answer of Behemo Menachai. The answer is, the Shvite that was realized on the mother is material in the fetus inside the mother, provided the fetus was inside the behemoth, the mother behemoth's womb at the time of the shrit. Now, then the question arises, suppose the fetus of the behemoth pulled out its hind leg, its foreleg, a few minutes before shrit. Then the sheikhet, after the hind leg, or the foreleg of the fetus of the behemoth is stretched out, so the sheikh had decided to shech the mother behemoth. And then he took out the fetus. So the whole fetus is muta. But the leg of the fetus is osa. Because the leg of the fetus became osa prior to shechita. On the basis of the is less. Now, suppose the robe of the fetus emerged from the baby's womb, and after while the milk of the fetus remained inside the baby's womb, and then while the milk of the fetus was still inside, the sheikh decided to shech the mother baby. So then not only the portion that was outside the mother's womb is also bachila. Even the newt of the fetus that was inside the time of the shvite is not nita b'shvita sime either. Why? But I told us the apostle called him sechayu because who made kule? So the newt of the fetus is nika after the robe of the fetus. Since the robe of the fetus was already outside, so it did not come within. It's a sakosu of called famous achayu, so even the newt of the blood of the fetus that was inside of the time of the shvita of the mother is also a sabachit. Alright, so you are a gash might not in the shiru ba, you know, the shiru yeshi yot so mitzoso, shiru yeshi yot so mitzoso, asuma ba achile. Let's see the rash. Shiru yeshi yot so mitzoso, shiru yeshi yot so mitzoso, shiru yeshi yot so mitzoso, look at the taste. Shiru yeshi yot so mitzoso, asuma ba achile, asuma, apilu mashe dikmi, yishem obey, tzedik sashi yot so, Yotzo reishi shelva, ba'avi kule kiyolu, u'nitrinu beikom bebehi mosecheilo. So if part of the afterbirth came out, so you cannot eat the behemo that you find inside, even the portion that was inside at the time of the shrit. So you cannot say that portion should be nitea on the basis of this sakosuf of called the vapor sechelu, because it was inside. No, because there is a possibility that the shivya that emerged from the mother's behemoth's womb, so contained in it the crushed head of the fetus. So that means that later was already constituted. In other words, that fetus was already nela. At the time of the shrita, it was nela, because the head came out. The head came out before the shrita. So mainly even the mikzas that remained inside the mother's womb at the time of the shrita is nigra after the head. of the head, because later was already realized. So, Tiyone Shimish Yotzom, it's also a sort of hero. Simon Vlad, in other words, that once an afterbirth comes out, so it's a raya bore, there is a fetus. In a behemo and in a human being. So it's indicative of a fetus. So the male we can deduce from this that Eish Mixashilia Bulivlad, because if we were to assume that Eish Mixashilia Bulivlad, so then here too it should not be a Suabahile, but it should be Mutea Mitzatzvex, as Jesus says. Shilia Shomot Musasubahilo, there's a Sira from Mashi with me, the Shomot Mishiotso, Yotso Mishiotso, Babakoidio, the Lutin of the Hill, the Mishiotso Bulivlad, the Hati. Because if we were to assume that it's possible that the part of the shiri should come out without any crushed fetus in it, so the male shiri also mixed also. So that part of the fetus that we find inside the mother's womb should be terev achille on the basis of the emes echeilu, on the basis of sex making. Number one, maybe nothing from the behemoth came out. Assuming of the fetus of the baby came out, assuming that something did come out, maybe only a mute came out. So the wall remained. Maybe only a mute, and the mute did not consist of the head of the fetus. So the male, whatever remains, is not nigra. So should be mutea from the baby. So again, this tzvekzveke is in misapir. So we see from this Gemara that tzvekzveke, even though it's not misapir, the effect is that. It doesn't make enough to mean in the pshat anymore. But Rashi says, okay, so he says, V'chashin on shemo ve'isim mikzas, shiyot zokim shchite hoyoru v'ishaluna. So the other Rishonim Achilu, they say that when a mikzas of the afterbirth comes out, then the mitzias is not possible that the mikzas of the afterbirth should contain the role of the crush roba group of the fetus. That's impossible. But what is possible, that the mixas of the shilia contains the crushed head of the fetus, but that mixas of the shilia should contain the crushed roba group of the fetus, that's impossible. It's a question of mitzias, it's machoyes mitzias. But it doesn't make any difference in so far the pshat anymore. Alright, so we learned it in the Mishnah. So why was we have to tell that in must listen to him while you're there? In must listen to him while you're there. The age, mix as she did below the blood. Who say on it so so to pull off. Who the castle of Achille, they on it so so to pull off. The high. So Thesis points out, it doesn't mean the age is a suitable blood. Maybe, in other words, if Ule didn't advise us this thing of Shil Yeshiyotza Mitzosa, so many Lechumre, Miyom Rishi, Ligabe all Tares that she handles. And Sunday, the example I mentioned, when part of the Shil Yeh came out on Sunday and part of Sunday night, which is Monday. So then, if you didn't mention, I would say, maybe Yeshi is a Shil Yeh Lekwa. So male in the case of Shilu Shiyosu Mitzosu Bino Rishon Tzosimu Shemini, we don't contaminate all the Tare she handled on Sunday. But as far as the Mishnah Chum is concerned, that says Shilu Shiyosu Mitzosu Asura Bakhilo, so maybe there is because of the special Zeyah, there is because of the special Zeyah of Zeyah Mitzosu Atiku. So Rashi says in the Roshim, with the Asura Bakhilo, Zeyah Mitzosu Atiku, by the Tonga, Sinu Vlad, Lava Mitzosu Atiku, אסור באחיר הגזירו אותו הלכן נפט יפול ועושה למימה אין כמובן ומחוז לו מפעיל תשתרה בשביל הסעים ופעף לו מדל תאי ועד הישים לו בביש אבל הביש שלו נפט לו מספקה מתארס דרשים ועושה לו מיקרו את הכל וכחו זה וכחו זה מכינות הכבד בשם מתאמינו לו כמשהו וכחו זה מכינות הכבד בשם מתאמינו לו גם אם לא עושה כמשהו זה אין מקצע שיהיה לא יפה. So Pitzvah says, how can we say that Yesh Yisrael Yubad with Zero Mitzvah or Tekul Mamish? How can anyone make a mistake that in the case, Bora says, actually, neither I say, so if she is also Mitzvah or perhaps, so the part of the fetus that we were inside the Behemah at the time of the Shechita of the mother Behemah is Mitzvah's Bachelah because of his vexing. Why does it say? Why does the Mishnah say it's a Surah Merachila, a special there, precautionary measure? Because if the Chachamim had allowed a person to eat that part of the fetus that's still inside of the Behemah at the time of the Shechita of the Behemah, so then I would say, in the case where the whole blood came out, and then it went in again, it should also be the Rachila. So Jesus said, Kashi, how could anyone make such a mistake that when the whole fetus comes out, and then it comes in again, that it should be the Rachila? So Jesus says, love that. The Yechlu Ha'lite is Rehati Apur, she can be Tzias Mitzos Ha'yitzi also the Raisa. We can mean Zira Mashi Bekini 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 Puro, bin ich schon einmal gesehen, aber ich schon immer, die Otto Rube kam immer. Ich schaue es, wie sie als nichts, das mache ich nicht mit. Ich bin voll, ich habe immer, aber ich bin nicht mehr, 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 aber wenn ich schon schaue, wenn ich sage, was soll ich nicht, leke Teile, bei mir nicht, ich habe nicht mehr, ich bin אבל בין בליטו למה, שמו שבפנים, לאילו מיני קיורות, כל זמן שאויות. זאת אומרת, זה says, בגזיר המקצוס הוא תחול לא בגזיר המקצוס, הוא לא ממש. הוא לא ממש. When the whole fetus of the human emerged, so how could any, so assuming that we said, Chachom said, in the case of Yotzes Mikse Shilya, so then the part of the Shilya, the part of the shilia that is inside, the part of the fetus that is inside the behemoth, that is inside the behemoth, so is mitaref bachila. No one will say, even in the case where the whole fetus comes out, so what? So the fetus should be mitaref bachila? That everybody understands, it's a matter of common sense. No one could make such a mistake. But the chachomim asser, the case where part of the shilia came out, because of his vex, even though there is his vex, okay? Because if we were to allow the part of the fetus that is still inside the ego, so then people would say, Monefshach, you are Matir, the fetus that, the part of the fetus that is inside the ego. So even if the whole fetus came out of the ego, but immediately afterwards, the sheikhat was sheikhat, the ego, the mother ego, it should also be muta. We're in the case, well, of both of the fetus came out. So then I would say that whatever remained inside should also be muta. And the halacha is that if one of the fetus comes out, so the milk that remains inside is nigra after the rov. This is something that a person would make a mistake. No person will make the mistake that by allowing the mitzvah shiye, so we'd allow also when the whole shiri came out. But a person could make a mistake in the case where both of the fetus came out and mitzvahs of the fetus remained inside, and the mitzvahs that remained inside is also mutar. So in order to prevent that mistake, so the Chachamim said, even when the mitzvahs of the shiri came out, we are not allowed to eat that portion of the fetus that remained inside the time of the shiva. Komasha. Vida marule omar abbesa. Chiyo shenitra viseich lame yeim v'inei sei. Now there is a machloket between Rashi and Teisves as to the pshat in this gemore. According to Rashi, prayer shenikra misek lamed yei means that the prayer within 30 days from the birth of the baby, the prayer was killed, was torn up, was killed. Nana told that. Now, so, like this, the halacha is that so in other words, it has to be determined that the poor that is born is vile. He's not an evil. He's not an evil. If he's an evil, so then you're not chayav in a bet. Now, so if let's say, so what would argue that in the case where a baby was killed, was thrown out, was killed within 30 days as of the birth, that the father should still be mechuyev on the 31st day to be paid the baby that died, that was killed within 30 days. Because bishleimer like this, you cannot be paid there until 30 days are over because of the possibility maybe it's non-viable, maybe it's an ape. Mashiach can hear in this case. He was torn up, so maybe if he hadn't been torn up, he would have lived. He would have lived. So maybe he saw it, maybe the father has to be paid the baby. So, come Ashkelon. No. Oh. So, prayer should be trapped in the one day. It brings its own days in this matter. It's the one. Remember, I've got to see good deal of my head. Our Ashley is the Vashino. For I'm being on you and mixed you have a high. You will not love it. So, come Ashkelon. No. Why? So, the way it is, it's assumed that Rashi is saying that, in other words, that we assume since that we did not see the baby survive for 30 days, so we say that that it's very likely that he wouldn't have survived. In other words, the baby was not a viable baby, it was an apple. So even though it's possible that the baby would have survived if it hadn't been killed, so the baby would have survived for 30 days, but it's possible that the baby would not have survived anyway. Even if it hadn't been killed, it would have died before the 30 days are over. So mele it's hamitzim chavere all over aye. So mele we cannot force the father to give 5 zloty to the geyer, because the father can say, true, there is a possibility that if the baby hadn't been killed, So then the father can say there is a possibility that even if the baby hadn't been killed, so it would have died anyway. It's an evil. And then I'm not mechuye to be paid an evil. Paid an evil. So this is Rashi. So how do you think this understand Rashi? So Rashi is saying, because I could argue, Ilavikto, Alechai, Lunifla, Lunifla, Komashmo, no. Since it's possible that even if Lavikta, he still wouldn't have survived, the baby still wouldn't have survived, so it's a mention of Rabbi El Rahim spot. Umashla says, the Kongo of Rabbi Kulchotosho. Vichoi Lechai Vedeis. So it's Mashma, from Rashi's Loshin, the only reason as to why he's potter of being paid, the king cannot collect the 5 zloty from the father, because the father can say, no, even if the baby, even if your baby, even if my baby had not been killed, it still wouldn't have survived. It still wouldn't survive. So it's all right. But suppose there is proof that it was a mature baby, it wasn't a premature baby. And so then, according to Rashi, you would have to pay. So it's Mr. I know, because you should each pay over the names of one gate, in Saklam way, it's a Hasman. In they put by my way, going to some affair with their food. So the more it says, suppose someone gives the 5 slots to the Kohen long before the 30 days are over, the days are over, and before. Why? Because when is the Nechiyuv, when does the Nechiyuv take effect? Only on the 31st day. On the 31st day. So since the Mois woven is spent on the 31st day, so maybe the king is not giving anything. What is he giving him? He gave him, let's say, he gave him 2 weeks before the before the 30 days expired. But at that time he was not Nechiyuv to him. So it's prior from this Gemara that the reason is why until the 31st day he doesn't have to pay it is not because we anticipate the possibility maybe the baby is not viable. Even in a case where the baby turns out to have been viable, as in this case, when the baby survived for more than 30 days, but in view of the fact that the 5 Sloim were not in existence, were not Be'elom, at the time when the 30 days expired, so there is no Chiyuv opinion. Pinaben, so he sees it as a kosher. Even when we have no doubts as to the viability of the baby, even if we know that the baby is viable, the baby is not premature, still it sees as a kosher until the 31st day is not higher pinaben. So anyway, how can Rashi say that Pirshe Mitra? So that's why. So it's put there because we say that possibly, even if it had been Mitra, so, even if it had been trapped, it would not have survived anyway. But even if he knew that it survived, so it's still put there. Yeah, Paula. Elbana says, of course, we do have the finished day. That we come to school for those of the day. Father, have the mic for us. Sidney, my school, when you want to come, but okay, he come when he comes from Tosho, and he puts his mouth at Shmeino, he moved up to the camera with his shono, the Matrim in the same in the Shono, Hadon Bishoshin Yila, Soye, Hadon Bishoshin Yila, Rishi, or the Tan, or the Balmur. Mino also, he come with Gabin, Bol Hadosho, but to okay, with Hosla, Soya, so we see we got it. Now the Aloch is that the behemo until the 8th day is not cholak chove. In other words, so by Odom, the raye that a certain baby, a human baby, is viable consists in the fact that the baby lived for 30 days after birth. By behemo, the raye is if the baby lives 8 days after birth. That's the raye. Bintzias. So, in connection with Odom, in order to determine this, that the human baby is not in evil, so we must observe, take notice of the fact that it survived for 30 days. In connection with Behemoth, in order to establish, to determine that the baby Behemoth is not in evil as long as it survived for 8 days. For 8 days, so it determines that Behemoth is not in evil. So we see from this Gemara, the Rosh Hashanah, that even if we know that the baby behemo is called the Chodoshah, but it's possibly called until the evening. So the same thing is true with Abba Pinabeh, that even if we know that the baby was viable, was not an evil, but still there is no fear of Pinabeh until the 30 day is expired. Baby sit up with Rabbi Mechaim, and the fish is washing, with the needs of the soil we care, who put a follow of fish in the crowd, the potter, and the company here, the Hamdam Loch, the more as Rabbi, suppose it has two heads, like a Simon's twin. So he has two heads, does the father have to give 5 sloim, or does the father have to give, or does the father have to give 10 sloim, or maybe the father doesn't have to give anything, not even 5 sloim. So there are three alternatives. So after that, so you are as the kasha, no, how can you have Nabaye? He's certainly potter of Nabaye. Because since the baby has two heads, so this is the kind of abnormality that is fatal. The baby wouldn't be able to survive very long with two heads. Would be able to survive very long. So it's a prepare, so since it will not be able to survive, so the male, there is no fear of being a bear. How do we know that if the baby is a traitor, then there is no fear of being a bear? So the Gemara mentions this memory of Chomer Bachomer, or Gule, Chesh Nitzav, this is Chomer Gehme, Gehme Teze. So we see that Nitzav doesn't mean kill with this Rashi experience, but Nitzav means he became a traitor. Briefly, Chomer Gehme Teze, there is a big finish here in the Gemara, that if the baby acquires a traitor, if the baby is born in traitor, so then there is no fear of Nitzav. If Nitraf means era, why do you say Nitraf? Let's say era. They just get more a color for King Generic of the game and do the Hitish now. For Shamitan, she Nitraf and she Nasa play. The Hashem is Shamu the Shapir, but King is the first in the discussion that the number play. So for Shamitan, Nitraf means the game of play. So there is a big finish. In other words, you can agree if that game, I'm talking about again. If it falls,
so still, according to Rashi, there is a fear of Pinabe. But according to Teisves, and goes to Shemi, who explained it like Teisves, so there is a aloche, that if the baby is in Treife, so then there is no fear of Pinabe. Now what is Treife mean here? What is Treife mean here? Now the Rambam, there is a aloche of Treife Gabi Behemo. There is a aloche of Treife Gabi Behemo. And then what? If a human trip cannot allow to eat, the first person trip is a trip. So what is a trip of a neighbor? What is a trip of a neighbor? You trust trips. If it has any of the trust trips, let's say if it has a perforated lung, if it has a perforated stomach, a perforated intestine, if it has a perforated heart, so then it is a trip. It has trips. Yes, a trip. Two, the Gemara says, Treifo in the high. It's machlik is in the moment. We pass the treifo in the high. So, but there is one man Doma who says treifo chayo. But now, we pass the treifo in the high. But where the chayo or in the high is a synonym. It's not the basis of this of treifo. According to Smilishim,
So Triflin Achayim doesn't mean that he couldn't live more than 12 months, even if we apply therapy to the brain. It only means that if not only the brain has a perforated lung, or a perforated stomach, a perforated intestine, and we leave it alone, we don't treat the behemoth, we don't give the behemoth any medicine, we don't give any therapy to the behemoth, so then the behemoth will not be able to live for more than 12 months. But our full therapy, full ceremony, so then we can prolong the life of the behemoth, so that it will live for a much longer time than 12 months. According to Ramban, treifen achayu means even by having recourse to someone, to therapy, it happened. But whatever the pshat in treifen achayu or treifen achayu is, it does not mean that the basis of the isa treifen is the fact that it cannot live for more than 12 months. It's in Zanzak also, what is treifen, you trust treifen. Then that is similar. In other words, in case there is a sophic, whether a behemoth is in treif or not, in case there is a subject whether a behemoth is in treif or not, so then we close up the behemoth and we watch the behemoth. And if we see the behemoth without getting any therapy survives for more than 12 months, so it's a riot, then the behemoth is not a treif, because had the behemoth's lung been perforated, so without applying therapy, the behemoth wouldn't have been able to survive. But the fact that it kept surviving is not the basis of this affair. That's the isafet of the behemoth. And the Rambam says so. The Rambam says in the Yudhil Ches, Shita Wahai Shays, so he says, V'chein Eimu Shemonu Gomu Shein Trefo. אף על פי שהגירה בדרכי אופור של ידינו שנקצוס עומנו במיסים ואפשר שתיחי מהם אין אוכל מה שמונה חכות. זה לא בואי את זה. So whether it can live or it cannot live, suppose it is established that it can live. Maybe there has been a Shina Atela. Maybe in the course of the thousands of years there has been a Shina Atela. And now, let's assume that now it is established that the behemoth can live for many, many years with the perforated lung. And the Teva changed sometimes, the Teva also changes. So it changes. So we wouldn't say, since the Nishina Teva, so the male and the deep should also change. In other words, a nikvo areyo, so is a treifo, is also bachile, only as long as the mitzias was that the behemoth cannot live for more than 12 months with the perforated one. But now the Teva changed, so she put bachile. No, the answer is two separate things. Treifo is also because it's also. Why is it also? Because it has a certain market. One day you trust treifo, the market will trust treifo, like nikvo areyo, nikvo. Nikva Dakin and Nikva Bakeres. I mean, and the fact that it's in a higher, that's a statistical fact. And it's of importance in connection with the Sophic Treifo. If we want to know whether Behemoth has a Treifo or not, so if we observe the Behemoth for 12 months and we see that Behemoth is surviving, so it's really didn't have a Nekev Dereya, because had it had a Nekev Dereya, it wouldn't have survived. It wouldn't have survived. But it's not an essential fact. It's only the Chayo is only a statistical fact. It's not the basis of the Isa Treifo. That's in regard to Treifos of the Behemoth. Now, how is it? Even now there is a halacha that if a person kills a Treifo, he's part of Mrs. Bezni. He's a Ritzeach, but he kills, but he's part of Mrs. Bezni. So the Rambam says, this treifo Rodom does not depend upon the Yitres treifo Zalok of Mishim Sinai. But this depends upon the darkness. In other words, and it can change from year to year. Let's say 50 years ago, if a person had tuberculosis, so it was fatal. The doctor said, there is no cure. There is no cure. Maybe you can prolong his life for a year, maybe for a maximum 2 years. There is no cure. Now we all know many people who had tuberculosis, and we can be cured completely. So according to the Rambam, if 50 years ago a person killed a tuberculosis patient, so he was put out of his best. He was a double failure, because being serious, there was no cure for him. No cure for him. But now, if a person will kill a tuberculosis patient, will be higher than his best. Now, today, certain people who have terminal cancer, so the doctors have no cure, nothing. So then, if such a person will be killed, so the Ritzayach will be a Ritzayach, the Chayim Nisa Dishamayim, he'll be part of his best. But hopefully, let's say, in a year from now, so there will be a cure, and then somebody will kill such a person, so he'll be Chayim Nisa less. What is it? What difference does it make? 50 years ago, a tuberculosis person was killed, or now? The answer is, why is he part of his best? Because he trained his double tailor. Egalitarian. So who is egalitarian? In Bintzias, there is no cure. But in Bintzias, there is a cure, he's not egalitarian. Now, the Shiloh, in regard to Tetzvish Pshat, in this Gemara, of Prayer Shemitra, this Islamic name is famous, it means a great day. So here is Mistaba. I mean, there's a Raya also, that there is Mistaba, that here, Nitra doesn't mean with restraints. But here, it means it's analogous to the deal of Eichel Gabel Tehle, the Gabel Tzeach. So here, it's also the Zasakosu. But the Zasakosu is based upon the fact, if the Pro, Biseyach Lamadiri, is already a Gabel Tehle, so in Mele, there is no Chirim of Pidim. So, in other words, again, it doesn't depend upon the Mitres Trepes, but it depends upon the fact that he has a Chirim, an organic defect on account of which he cannot live very long. So suppose a cure is discovered, so he's not a Gabe Shere. So in other words, it's analogous to the deal of faith and Gabe Ritzir. Alright.
Shir Nun Dalet in Bava Kama Yud Adar Hitav Shemim Gimel, February 23, 1983, on
Wednesday. That if he pulls the behemoth, so he acquires title in the behemoth. Ranant Nan Bimsire, that the Mishnah says that behemoth Gasa Yiknes Bimsire. So how does he say that Ibn Gasel is only Niknes Bimshiche? In other words, you see, Misire is not as much as Mishiche. Actually, all these Kiyonim, Misire, Mishiche, Hakboye, are based upon one Zeres HaKosov. So there are degrees. In other words, Misire, Mishiche, Hadboye, all involve the element of taking possession. Now, if you are Meiseir, if the Meicher is Meiseir to the Rikeach Biapso, even though he doesn't pick up, the Rikeach doesn't pick up the Behemoth, he doesn't even pull the Behemoth, he just turns over the apso of the behemoth. So it's also involves the element of taking possession of the behemoth. But when you pull the behemoth, so then it involves more of taking possession. And when you pick up the behemoth, so then it involves even more of taking possession. So they all have the common characteristic of nitam yad u'yad, of taking possession. So the kinyan of Misire, Mishiche Hadboye, is a kinyan of taking possession. So Kableza says, Beimogaso Niknes Bimshiche. That means that by merely Misire is not enough, but he has to pull it. Vanantnam Bimsire. So look what Rashi says. The Chiven the mosalei ba'absokone apopishalei moscho miyoshus meyche. So Rashi emphasizes, shouldn't think that when the Gemara says anant nambim sire, it means only misire mishire not. That wouldn't be mistaber, because yesh b'chol mosalei money, because the kinyan of misire and mishire and akboye have a common element. What's the common element? Dover anit miyad liyad. This is how the Gemara in Azov says that the kinyan mishire is kinite. So in other words, dover anit miyad liyad, the taking of possession. But when the Mishnah says bimsire, it means that even if he doesn't pull it, even if the Likia doesn't mamish pull, he just turns over the apsor on top of the behemoth to the Likia, it's also considered nit miyad liyad, taking possession. So why does Rabbi Elazar say dafke mishiche? Who domar kaitan? Titanye. Bechachomim eimrim zu vizu bimshiche. Reb Shimon eimeir zu vizu behagboy. So in other words, the Atri Tanoi, one Tane says that even misire is considered as a kinyan, as taking possession, and the Chachomim say no, misire is not enough. Misire is not enough, but he has to make mishiche, but he doesn't have to pick it up. And Reb Shimon says no, that he has to be magbia today. Alright. Now let's see the Rashi. Zubizu gaso mitako ba'agboye. Vigaso mitatzino migdushin shenei sechrin izmureis tachas ragleo v'yeile. Now, Reb Shimon says zubizu ba'agboye. Gaso also ba'agboye. So the question is, how can anyone be expected, let's say, to pick up an elephant? So he doesn't have to pick it up. In other words, he puts, let's say, zmeiris, logs of wood, near the feet of the elephant. And then, when he puts the logs of wood near the feet of the elephant steps on the logs of wood. So that's considered as if he lifted the elephant. So if the brothers made a chluki, so whatever pgodim they wear, so that is shom. In other words, let's say that the total value of the nechosim of the father is $1,000. So then they made a chluki. Let's say they made a chluki. Let's say there are two brothers. So they made a chluki. So one has to get 500, and one has to get 500. But suppose each one of the sons wears, let's say, a suit that is worth $100, a coat that is worth $100, the coat $100. So the mele we include it in the chesh. So in other words, altogether all the property has a value of $1,000. Now Reuven and Shimon, so Reuven, let's say, wears a suit that is worth $100 and a coat that's worth $100, and Shimon also wears a suit. So that means that Reuven already took $200 and Shimon already took $200. So how much is left? $600. So Ishami, so they divide the $600, so one takes $300 and one takes $300. For Achin Shapokum Mashaleyem Shami. Umashal Neyan Udniseyem Ain Shami. But suppose that, let's say, the sons and the daughters also put on clothes that belong, let's say, to the father, to the mother, I mean, whatever it is. So that is not included in the chesh. Omar Afpope Pomi Mashaleya Minshon. That even the suits, the body, that the sons themselves, I mean that the Achim themselves wear, is not included in the chesh. Mishkachaslo Bigodil Achim. The Nichel Hudu Mishtami Mil. In other words, let's say one son, let's say, happens to be the Gdila Achim, and he handles all the business of the father and everything. So the mele the umdeni is that
they want the son who handles all the business, who is the business executive, that he should take a nice suit, a nice coat from the estate, because this is a necessary business expense. Because if the Gdela Achim, who is the business executive, will not wear a nice suit, so then he will not be able to handle the business very effectively. So Mele, there is Mechile, there is an Umdene, that the other children are willing to take that as a business expense. In other words, let's say if one of the sons, one of the brothers, has to make a trip because to handle the business of the father. So the Mele, that is not included as part of the chilik that the father gets, because that he has to spend on the business. So Mele, the clothes that they inherited from the father and is necessary for running the business of the father is also a business expense. So Mishpahas Leib Belachen Michal Ishtam Emil. Right, let's see the Rashi. Mashal Neim Beseyem Inshomi Yechidin Dibonim Ubonei Yisroh Asoi Begine Loi Vazim Ulim Lemeis Begdilache Dilachin Loi Yisig Nechosim Leachnis Leheitzi Dadashti Michal Leachin Lechsem Vidu Bimalbushim Noim Kechiru Ishtam Emil. Because the Gemara mentioned one memre of Pule Omar Blazer, so because of that, the Gemara mentioned other members of Pule Omar Blazer, even though the other members have nothing to do with the subject matter of Bava Kame. Alright. Veyomar Ule Omar Blazer, Sheime Hashemos, Ali Sheime Apot, Veloi Mibo, Yeshim Echinim Shemosol Shemosocho, Viluya Yerim Shemosol. The Lui Eiler Shmos. Ela Pim Shimasoch Shemasal Shimachinom. Shimasoch Shemasal Shimachinom. The Ashti Kui is Name Potter. Shahim Mosali Bendas. So Ule says that Shem Yoshemosal Shem is Potter. Not only Shimachinom Shemosal Shimachinom. So he enhanced the Shmira, because let's say until he was made the Shmira to the Shema Socho, so he'd only be chayiv for Pshia from the Rabbein and up. Now, in other words, needless to mention, Shibachinum Shemosal Shema Socho, so he enhanced, because until he was made the Dovah Amufke to the Shemos Ocho, so he was only Chayev for Pshie, not for Gnei Vavede. Now, so the second Shema will be Chayev even for Gnei Vavede. So he certainly has no reason to complain the Bible. On the contrary, he enhanced the Shema. El Afil, Shemos Ocho, Shemos Ocho, Shemos Ocho, the hash the quick Arlish Mrosei is Name Potea. Sharei Mosa Sha'arei Mosa Libendas. Sha'arei Mosa Libendas. So in other words, so even if Shimechit Shimasocha was Meisel Shimechinom, Meisel Shimechinom, and then it was Nenso. So he's Potter. Of course. If, let's say, is Shimasocha Shemosa or Shimachino, and then it was Nignuva Benevdo, so had it remained in the custody of the first Shemea, so then the first Shemea would have to pay. Now the second Shemea doesn't have to pay. So in such a case, the first Shemea would have to pay to the buyer. But suppose when he says Potter, he has reference to the case of Shemosocho, Shemosa, Shemachinov, and then it was Nenso. So had it remained in the custody of the first Shemea, he also would be Potter. So Mimele, he didn't cause any loss by turning over to the second Shemea, so the first Shemea did not cause any loss to the buyer. So in such a case, In such a case, Ure says he's fine. But what happened? It was Nenso, so he's also Pater. The Hashte, but even though it's Ure Garlish Mose, so he could say that in itself constitutes a Pshie, because he turned over the Dover HaMufket to someone who will be less responsible than he. So melee, the turning over to the custody of the Shemia will have a lesser degree of responsibility. That in itself constitutes a Pshie. That in itself constitutes a Pshie. So melee, he should be Mechuyev, even though it happened to be Nenso, so he's still Potter. Why? Shahari Mosalibendas. So in other words, he wasn't a Pishaya by turning it over to a Shema whose degree of responsibility is less than the degree of responsibility of the first Shema. Now let's see the Rashi. Shema Shemosal Shema Pot. You see that Rashi emphasizes, Rashi spells it out. So he says, "Dishma socha moshan absolutely to refrain. Dishma chino. Kshar dishma socha chayv to vabeid. Afiu dishma socha shemasal dishma chino. Dash the goral dishma rose. He posha dishma socha beyondsi. Will he motze? So Rashi emphasizes. Now and then it was Nenso. So we do not say he is chayv because he was a pishaya by turning it over to the custody of the shemer." Whose degree of responsibility is less. Remote some of the Balabais for Shato. Shemosar to Achea, Sharimos for even Das. So he's not a Shemea. And if in the end, so there was an event of unseen, so in Mele, the first Shemechinom does not have to pay to the Baalim. And the Baalim cannot say to the first Shemea, you committed an act of Pshie by turning it over to the custody of a shemer whose degree of responsibility is less than what your degree of responsibility was. Alright, this is what Ure says. Rove omar, shemer shemos ol shemer chayev, viloi miboyim shemos ol shemos ol shemer chinom, dikvui gar lishno osei, elat ur shemer chinom shemos ol shemos ol chayev. So in other words, Ure and Rove are at opposite poles from each other. According to Ure, so Shino Shemosol Shino is Potter, even in the case of Gwe Garel Shmorosi. As long as the event that happened was unseen. So it was such an event that had it happened, had it overtaken the first Shemea, you would also be Potter. So now that it overtook the second Shemea, so according to Ule, he is Potter. And Rove says, no, just the reverse. Shemea, Shemosom, Shemea, Chai. Viloi, Miboye, Shemosom, Choshemosom, Shemea, Chinom. Digui, Gara, Lishmerosei, Elafiu, Shemea, Chinom. Shemosom, Shemea, Socho. So he's also Chai. The Omalei, Ab, Memu, Tubi, Shvue, Chai, Memu, Tubi, Shvue. Let's see the Rashi. Bishwe, Bishimachina Miva Shaliposha. Now we pasten like Rome. The Shema Shemosa Lishina is higher. Not only Shemosoho Shemosa Lishimachina, where it's Kuriga Lishmosa, but even Shemachina Shemosa Lishimosoho, where he enhanced the Shmire, is also higher. Why? Because the Bible can say, you were negligent in turning it over to the custody, of another shemer. Never mind that the other shemer undertook to be chayev even for gneva adneide, because it's not just the degree of responsibility; it's the identity of the shemer to whom I place reliance. So you are Ishimachino, you are chayav only for Gneil Avede, but I have faith in you. I don't have faith in the other person who undertook to be responsible even for Gneil Avede. So there is an element of Pshie involved in delegating the Shmira to the custody of another Shemir, even though the other Shemir undertook to be more responsible than the first Shemir. There's nothing to do with that. There is an element of negligence in the fact that you entrusted it to someone without even asking me whether I am willing to entrust the Chayfet Shemir. So if the Rambam passes, like what? In Tetalev Nuchesrines, Haloche Dal. If anyone has a Rambam, so let. פרק א' נו, תסריר את הלוך את אלף. כל שמר שפושע בתחילוס, אף על פי שננס בסעיפי חי, כמו שיסבור. Now there is a מחלקת נגמורה, where the תחילוס היא בפשיר. בסעיפי בעינס, is חייב או פות. תחילוס היא בפשיר, בסעיפי בעינס, is חייב וספות. Now the Gemara mentions an example, there are many examples. One of the examples that the Gemara mentions in the Pirka Mapki, Tau Gavre da Apki Zuze Gabe Chavre. So one person was Mapki Mois with another person. Ruben was Mapki, the Bailey, was Mapki Zuze Gabe Chavre, Gabe Shime, with Shime. Uitzvine bitzrife de Ruben. So he hid it, Itzrife de Ruben is a, is a roof that is placed, a roof made out of willow branches. So that's not a good place to keep moist, because in case of a fire, so it will catch fire. So in other words, this was a pshia in respect to a fire, but in respect to Ganovi, it's a good place to hide, because which Ganev will it occur to his mind? A Ganev, when he comes to steal money, he'll go to the drawers, he'll look under the bed, he'll look under the pillow. It will not occur to his mind that he put it in the willow tree's roof. So what happened? Now, if, let's say, Ganovim would, if there would be fire, then the money would get lost, would be destroyed, then it would be a real shit. But he didn't get lost. He didn't get lost in a fire. It got lost through threat. So it was an anus. But it's philosophy of Shia Misericordias. After all, in other words, if, let's say, he would have placed it in Karkei, so then it wouldn't have happened. So the Rambam paskin, so it's a machlekes in Gemara, where the philosophy of Shia Misericordias is chayav or potter. So the Rambam paskin, philosophy of Shia Misericordias is chayav. Kol sheino sheposha b'tfilosi, afo pishenenes b'sefer chayav. כמו שהסבר, ואין השיר רשוי להשם, אפילו שואל ספטר, שכל שקירה בייסן מצווה, וישרנו לאחר, וכי מן השיחר רשוי להזכיר, אפילו הזכיר ספטר, וישרנו לאחר, שהרי זה אם עלי, אין רציני שיפקדני בידך, או ברשי מי, או מוס על שם רשי מי, שם או שמוס על שם, אם נשאים ששומר השם רשי מי, כי דרך השומרים, ונאנס פוטר, השם הולישי, שהרי נשאים שנאנס, The Shema cannot, the Shema Rishon cannot say to the Baalim, what do you want from me? You have no reason to complain. On the contrary, I enhance the degree of responsibility of the second Shema to whom I delegated the Shmir. Because I was headed to remain in my custody, I would only be hired for Pshi and not for Nira Vede. Now, so I made the second Shema that he should be hired even from Nira Vede. Why are you complaining? On the contrary, you should be grateful to me. No, he cannot say that. So you are a Pesheya, because I don't trust the second chamber that you trusted. Lifichoch im hoyo derech habayim lehapki tomi dovezei tzahashem rasheni tzetzi gemore im bom metziye הרי זה השם האורי שאימפותם לשאלי שהרי אם הריביילים זה הדור שהפקמתם אצלי או ישאלתם אמש או יישא מפקידם אצל זה שהפקמתי אני אצלי ויהוש. So he says, so ממילא, since he is a פשעי הוואה, because the ביילים can say to the שם הראשי את מאמס לבישבוי הוא לא ימאמר לבישבוי. But suppose the Shemer Sheini happens to be a person to whom the Baili constantly entrusts his chapatzim. Let's say Ruvain is a Baili, and Ruvain was meiser lishmire a certain chifetz to Shimon, and then Shimon delegated the shmire to Levi. But Ruvain is accustomed to turn over to Levi many times his chavotzi that Levi should watch. So then Shimon is potter, because the Ruvain cannot say to Shimon at nemes lebishvuei who loyman lebishvuei, because it's well known that many times Ruvain turns over his chavotzi to Levi. To Levi, Gemara says it's הרי זה השם האורי שפותם לשאלים שערים הלוויילים זה הדבר שהפקרתם אצלי או ישאלתם אמש או איסה מפקידים עצם או איסה אצל זה שהפקרתי אני אצלי והוא שאולי מה יצמוס. So the Rambam says, and the Magmishne says, even though the Gemara doesn't say it, but it's mistaber, it's very reasonable. So he says, even though the Gemara says, in the case of the Trove is made, in the case where the Baili is accustomed to turn over to Shmire, to the Shem HaShem, so then the Shem HaRishon is potter, but that's only true if he was not Mimayit Mishnorosei. But if he was Mimayit Mishnorosei, so even though the Shem HaShem is the Baili is rogel to turn over to the Shem HaShem, so the Shem HaRishon is still chayev. והוא שלא ימייץ מרוסי, כיצד ימייץ מרוסי, כי גאין שלא ימוב כתצרי, בשחר והפקידי אצל איסי השני בחינום, אוי שלא ישולו אצלי, והפקידי אצל איסי השני בשחר, אוי ימייץ מרוסי, פשעי ההוא נשאר להם, אך על פי ששואר, אוי ששוחר בביילים, הרי הוא איצי הדובר השומו מיודי, ליודי, מיודי ליד שמרו הרחי. Then the Rambam says, so it's a chiddush. The Magmishne says, it's mistab. That chiddush. In other words, the Rambam's chiddush is that even though the Baili is rogel to turn over to Shmire, to the Shem HaRasheni, so the Gemara says that Tim Rovi is made it, that the Shem HaRishon is potter, because the Baili cannot say to the Shem HaRishon, Atnen Plebi Shvuye, Hulimem Shvuye, because we know, it's well known, that he is Memem Shvuye. But that's only if he wasn't Mimayi Bishnose. But if the Shem HaRishon was Mimayi Bishnose, the Shem HaRishon was the Shem HaSocho, and he delegated it to Shem HaChinom, and then there was a minion of Lonsi, not a minion of Nidra Rabbeinu. So then he's chayev. But then he says, "Vimei v'yashem rasheni הוראי שהיא פוטר בו שינו וישן כדין שנורו זה על איזה פוטר כיצד שאין מסוך שנוסנה בימה שמור עצרי שמכינו אם היא ואשים ראשי נהדים שמייסה בימו כדרכו דרוזנינס הרי השם הרבי שאין פוטר וכן כל כך יצא בזה וכן כל כך יצא בזה סודם מישנו מלאכה סיכה דמישנו מלאכה סיכה שקשר דומה יצריך שיובירה הוקיבן שדרך הבית ומהפקיד אצלי ושייך לאים רק ממלא בשווה ודאי שישבה השם ראשי שננסו דימה לי שמילה לשווה השם החינום ולשווה השם הסוכו ומילי, ואיתא דרישנא דרבנו משמע, דיכויה, אמה שכוסף, ושלמי מה יש מרוסי. ואיימי בשרי ג' מהפקי תצלה שם ראשי מי, וכמי שכוסף הרב המאגי. סוי אסטיברס לונקסי, בשלום הלך, דרם במסס. דרם במסס, that even in the case, even in the case of where the שם ראשי is מי מה יש מרוסי. Let's say, the Shema Rishin, Shimon was a Shema Chino. And Shimon turned it over the custody of the Chayfet to Amsal, with Mayim Bishmorosim. With the Shema Rishin, Shimon was a Shema Soch. And then he delegated the Shmire to Levi, who became a Shema Chino. So then, the Rambam says that, and then there was an answer. So he's high. And the second chamber, Levi cannot take his way and nishban and so and be potter. He cannot. Why? Because the Bible can say to Shimon, it's true that you won't pesheya merely by the fact that you turned it over to the custody of Levi, because after all, I myself many times turn over the my hafotzim to the custody of Levi. So you're not negligent on that score, but you are negligent on another score. Why were you negligent on another score? Because you diminish, you reduce the degree of responsibility of Shmir. The degree of responsibility, because I turn it over to you and I pay you. So your degree of responsibility was to be hired even from Neva Beide, only to be put up for once. And you, by delegating it to Levi, to Shema Chinom, so you reduce the degree of responsibility to a minimum. That in itself constituted negligence. Pshia. Now, so the question is, the Mishnah Melach's Kashi is, but the Rambam himself, so that if, let's say, Levi produces anything, who testified that they saw that it's Nenso, that Behemoth is Mesokidarko. So then Ruvein, Shimon, is potter to pay. So even in the case where Levi doesn't produce anything, but he's willing to take his shvuah, he should, so his shvuah should be just as effective as anything. If Levi, if Ruben hadn't been accustomed to turn over to his chafotzim to Levi, alright, so then the Bible could say, Levi is not Nemo. But in this case, we know that Ruben is accustomed to turn over his chafotzim to the custody of Levi. So the Melech cannot say, I don't trust Levi. We know that he trusts Levi. So what difference does it make whether Edim testify that the behemoth them saw or Levi is Nish? Now there is another, that's the kashe by the Mishnah. There is a kashe by the Lechem Mishnah also. Lechem Mishnah is another kashe. The Lechem Mishnah is another kashe. Why does the Rambam say in Aloche Vim Hei V'Yashem Rasheni Orayi Shini Potamo Shini Rishi Kibin Shini Rosei Hari Zepotea? Why? Because they didn't testify. But the Rambam himself passes at the beginning of Halacha Daled that Rosei Bipshia Bisefei Beines is Chayev. So Mimele, now since the Rambam says that the fact that he reduced the degree of responsibility of Shmira to a minimum, that in itself constitutes Ipshia, Vihushalo Yimayin Shmirosei So he says, Hoyu mi'ichni hosi pishiyahu mishali. So that is a pshie. So even though Edim testified that they saw the behemoth was made of Kedarko, so he's still not saying pshie, we say the behemoth, so he should still be chayef. That's the Lechem Mishnah's kash. There are two kashes in the Rambam. One is the Lechem Mishnah's kash. Why does the Rambam say that in the case of him, Hashemi, or Rayeshi, Yipotah, Boshim, Rishen, so Ari is a potter? Why is it Potter? Because we know that there was an Enes. Truly we know there was an Enes. But the Rambam himself says, so it's Chilosi Pshia Vesevi Beines. So if the Rambam passed in Chilosi Pshia Vesevi Beines, is Potter fine? But the Rambam passed in this Aloha Chilosi Pshia Vesevi Beines is high. So the Lechem Mishnah gives a very good parrot, a very reasonable parrot. That's why I mentioned the case of Tzrifa Durban. When does the Gemara say Tchilosi Dupshia V'Seife Be'ines Israel? In the case of Ahu Gavre, the Afkitzuze Gabi Chavre Oysina B'Tzrifa Durban. So he hid, the Chilifetz he hid in a willow tree branches, a roof that was made out of willow trees. So that was a pshia. It was a pshia vis-a-vis fire, because a willow tree branches are very apt to catch fire. So it's a pshia. But what happened here? Ganovim stole it from the willow tree branches. Now, so vis-a-vis theft, it's not a pshia. So we say Tchilosi b'pshia, we say v'beinus is chayav. So over there, even though the money got lost for an enes, but there is a cause and effect relationship between the pshia and this, because what happened? What was the enes? Cannot be stolen. Where did they steal it from? Steal it from the willow branches roof, from the willow branches roof. So and the pshie was in respect to fire, but there is a cause and effect relationship, because suppose he hadn't committed this pshie of hiding it in the willow branches. If he hadn't committed that pshia, so where would he have hidden it? Bikarki. So we don't know whether he would have hidden it in Karki, but he could have hidden it in Karki. I mean, that would have been a reasonable place to hide it. Now, so if he hadn't committed that pshia, and let's say he could have hidden it Bikarki, then it's very likely. We don't know. No one is a prophet. But we don't know. But it's very likely that had he hidden it, not in the willow branches, but in Karake, then the Ganovim wouldn't have found it. And the Ganovim found it because he hid it in the willow branches. So there is a cause and effect relationship. In other words, the theft can be attributed to the fact that the Shemah hid it in the willow branches. So Mimela, we say Tchilosi Dupshia, we say Tebeines is Chayav. Mashein came in this case where Shimon was Mimaya Bishmirosi. Shimon was Ishima Socho, and he delegated the Shmira of the Chayfetz to Levi, who was Ishima Chinon, and then it's made so Abhim Okidarko. So suppose he hadn't committed that pshia, he hadn't turned it over to the custody of Levi. So is there any likely to say that if he hadn't turned over to the custody of Levi, then the behemoth wouldn't have died? The behemoth died, so it would have died even if he hadn't turned it over to the custody of Levi. So Memele, there is no cause and effect relationship between
Yirnun Gimon Baba Kamo Tes Adu Hitov.